For some, it's the sound of the drill. For others, the acrid burning smell of a cavity being prepped for filling. Some people don't like anything near their mouths or faces, or have an overly sensitive gag reflex. And others, like Penfield resident Walt Clare, have a fear of needles.
Giving my age away, I'm 71 years old, and it used to be the needles, I exaggerate, were about as big as a pencil. You know, and maybe they dropped it on the floor and bent it a little bit, the end of it, and go ahead and give you. I mean, it was painful. I mean, I'm exaggerating that, but I mean, it was really painful. And the needle parts that bothered me the most.
The American Dental Association interviewed just over 1,000 people in December 2001. The group's public opinion survey shows more than a quarter of the respondents had not been to the dentist in more than 5 years due to fear. Often, people are afraid to go to the dentist because of a bad or painful experience in the past, according to Dr. Barry Howell, a board member of the Illini District Dental Society. He says often people fail to realize how dentistry has progressed.
Dentistry isn't what it was like in the 50s and the 60s, and that's what so many people hearken back to. You know, the fear of the dentist, the fear of the needle. Root canal is a punchline for comics. When in reality, the technology that we have nowadays is so light years ahead of what it was just 10 years ago. Technology is a wonderful thing.
One advance in dental technology helping people overcome their fears is the increasing prevalence of sedation dentistry. Dr. Larry Littman practices oral sedation dentistry in Champaign.
It takes all for them to do, most some of these patients, to come into the door, even to have a conversation with me. I mean, I don't know if you can imagine something like that or not. I mean, it is that some people are that bad in that way. You know, I talk to the patient. To me, there's more to a person than just their teeth. When they come in initially, I assure them I'm not going to do anything to them, and I'll just have a conversation.
At Littman's office, patients take a small pill called triazolam, which relaxes them into an almost sleep-like state. The patient can still respond to commands such as turn your head, but because the drug has an amnesia-like effect, they don't remember the dental work at all. Walter Clare, who got crowns and a bridge done, among other things, is one of Littman's satisfied patients.
Told me to kick back, and first thing you know, I was done and on my way home. Probably two or three or four trips saved, and a lot of worry and I shouldn't say misery, but I mean I make a misery out of it when I go to a dentist, because it was just the way to go. That's all. I highly recommend it, and I used to just let them go till they hurt so bad I was forced to go in and have one pulled or something. That's the way to fly. I guess maybe that's the best way to sum it up.
And his wife of 51 years, Janet, says her husband's fear of needles is so strong, if it weren't for sedation dentistry, he probably wouldn't have gotten the work done at all.
He'd have probably had his teeth extracted rather than go through it. And, I mean, he just has the fear of needles. And, like I say, he's full of anticipation of pain and... So, but no, he had a good experience with the sedation, and I don't think he knows it, but he's scheduled for sedation again to have his lower ones down, yes.
Sedation dentistry isn't only for those who fear the dentist. Littman also uses sedation for people who need multiple appointments but don't want to make multiple trips. For example, with the sedative, Littman can work on a patient for more than 6 hours without discomfort, rather than having that patient make 5 or 6 different trips to the office. And with the popularity of tooth whitening and improving smiles, Littman says patients are requesting sedation for bonding, veneers, and other procedures that enable someone with a beraggled smile to take a pill and wake up with a new and improved set of teeth and a better self-image. For Smile Healthy, I'm Allie Kawa.